I'm thinking of what the people in the private group would like to hear you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be maybe just a couple more comments about this idea that rather than focus on this impossible, seemingly impossible level of the federal government, you start on the local government.
Mm-hmm.
And the organization of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the questions, obviously this could be like a multi-hour conversation,
mm-hmm.
but one of the questions that will come up is the things that the federal government and the corporations that have started doing the crimes for the federal government by proxy right now,
mm-hmm.
that seem to be not constrained by the Constitution. If they're doing things on a global level that affect you locally, like, for example, the geoengineering programs that are poisoning people from the sky, do we just have to let that go and just work on the local, you know, group, or how do those two things mesh?
Well, I'm a little concerned about the premise that what they're doing is outside the Constitution, because there's nothing the government is authorized to do outside the Constitution.
Exactly.
So no, everything they do is governed by the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes. The only reason I'm asking is because you said we should focus entirely locally.
Right. Right. Well, that's where our greatest success is. Now, I'm not saying to the exclusion of the federal government, because you're
okay.
going to have people who are working. That is their call. Right? That is where they feel led to be an influence. You're going to need people working there. Right.
Okay.
But the majority of our concentration needs to be at the state and local level. Now, these things that you're talking about can be handled at the state level, because then the state brings criminal charges against those in the government that are allowing this to happen.
So let's say that this, I mean, I'm going to keep this short, I promise, and I'll shut up in a couple minutes here. But let's say the state, for some miraculous unknown reason, becomes aware of the geoengineering program, just as one example.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these jets flying really high up. Most of the ones that are spraying look like little tiny, you know, silhouettes on the sky. And the state becomes aware of that and has some good people in the government and wants to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? You're saying through some kind of a lawsuit, don't they have to go up and escort those planes down? I mean, how do they do that?
Well, it would begin at a less aggressive level, right?
Okay.
So you can bring a civil lawsuit. You could even bring criminal charges. You bring to task those who are doing the engineering to your state and charge them with criminal activity in your state, damaging your people. There's this idea that you can't criminally charge people in government, which is absolutely not true. Even the impeachment of the president says that once the president is impeached, he's subject to being criminally indicted afterwards for mm-hmm. the crimes,
right.
Which means that is anticipating that the crimes are happening at the state level, and the states are absolutely coming after people in government. So you have criminal, you have civil lawsuits, and then if the activity is not refused, then each time you have to become more aggressive. And that would be the purpose of the state militia then, right? So the state militia would then have an air force, and the state air force would say, you're not allowed to fly those in our airspace.
Right, and there's no constitutional prohibition against the states having that kind of hardware, right?
No. No, as a matter of fact, it was expected that the states would house the armament. The federal government's not supposed to have armament.
That's
except
right.
for when they're calling up people to war.
Standing army for 2 years maximum or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, interesting. And it all comes down to the education, because you're trying to get good people into these positions in government.
Uh-huh.
Who will actually do this stuff.
Right.
Right.
So right, that's the key. You have to vet people properly, not based on party affiliation, but based on who they are as a person.
Well, and
the experience that you have with them.
Some good people who would rather not deal with that world are going to have to be willing to go into government.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I want to talk to you more, but next time. And that was great. And I'm going to look for some time to do all the courses at your Liberty First site myself.
Great, so thank
you. It sounds like it's really valuable.
Thank you.
And we'll look for people to support your work.
Great, thank you.
In fact, if you want to put anything together, or maybe you have something like a banner or something that says what you're doing, and we could post it on the website and just leave it up there.
Oh, great. Let me.
Just an idea.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. What I can do, Janet has your contact information, right?
Yeah, we talked quite a while.
Okay, so what I can do is I can get my husband in touch with you.
Yeah,
to see what exactly your digital needs are. We'd love to do that. That'd be great.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a good price, free.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
At no cost.
And also at no cost.
Yeah.
And it's not InfoWars. You know, we don't reach 60 million people, but it's something.
And we're grassroots. We started just, you know, us. So we know
exactly.
that you know, great things start with little beginnings.
We've got listeners all over the world. So
this
is not just for America, because everybody's got the same natural rights.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
So, okay.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, that was
fun.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Thank you.
And listen, after the broadcast, we'll send you the links to share too.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.